Baltimore County's school board bemoaned the loss of Superintendent Dr. Dallas Dance at its regularly scheduled meeting last night. Dance resigned abruptly yesterday. WYPR's Jonna McCone covered last night's meeting and is on the line to tell us some of what happened. Good morning, Jonna.
Hey, Nathan.
So did Dallas Dance say anything about his departure at the board meeting last night?
Yeah, he did. So the meeting was packed with staff, parents, reporters. He started the board meeting, as he typically would, talking about some of the achievements of the school district, and said the school year was going to end a bit early, which got applause from some students in the room. And he also said that board member Romaine Williams will be stepping down. At the end of his comment period, he said his position has been taxing. Here's what he had to say.
Personally, it was the right time for me and my family, and I know it's personally the right time for the school system as well. And while the superintendency has been the best job I could ever have had, it does weigh on you and becomes taxing. And 18-hour days, they're just not sustainable. But I am encouraged because of the hard work of our teachers, the hard work and the leadership from our principals. But I'm really, really encouraged because this community has rallied around education, and I'm really, really so proud of our students.
Now outgoing Baltimore County School Superintendent Dallas Dance speaking yesterday. The average tenure of a school superintendent nationwide is 3 to 4 years. Dance has been in Baltimore County schools for 5 years now. Are people saying anything about his legacy yet, or are they still just shocked that he's going?
So his resignation, I think, came as a surprise to a lot of people, especially teachers, because he just signed a 4-year contract a little less than a year ago. He came on as a young, energetic superintendent. He's pushed for equity. Graduate rates increased around 5% under him. He was big on new technology in the classroom and expanded language instruction to elementary schools. I talked to a parent after the meeting. Her name's Diana Bergman. She said she's disappointed but not shocked he's leaving. Here's what she said.
It's been a tough few months. You can see that it's taken a toll not just on the superintendent, but the board as well, with all the changes and all the challenges that Baltimore County has as such a large county. I'm disappointed. I just thought that we're getting started with all these changes. It feels like he's leaving the party kind of early.
But I also think people see his record as mixed overall. Abby Payton, who's president of the Teachers Association of Baltimore County, said that when I talked to her just kind of in the middle of the meeting.
There are some things that he has done really, really well, and other things that could have used a little more help or a little more thought. I think Dr. Dance is a mover, and he wants things done quickly, and sometimes that's great, and other times you need to step back.
She also said that Dance was a rock star to students, and that he really inspired a lot of young people to care more about their education.
But Dance's tenure did have some controversies, though, didn't it?
Yeah, an ethics panel this past fall said he should have disclosed his pay from teaching at the University of Richmond and the fact that he had created a limited liability corporation in 2012. And in 2014, he violated a rule when he took a consulting job with a company that did business with the school system.
So what are the next steps in finding a replacement for him? We're not going to necessarily have one immediately, are we?
It doesn't seem like it. He's going to be around until June 30th. There are a couple people at the board meeting who are already concerned about what will come next. There was a volunteer, Jasmine Shriver, who said the board really needs to focus on a solid replacement, not just a warm body. It's a big job. Baltimore County is the 26th largest school system in the country, so it's a major position. Also, keep in mind that the school board in 2018 will move to a portion of members being voted on as opposed to all being appointed. So that's probably a bit too far down the road to affect this process, but something to be aware of.
Jonna McCone covers education matters and other things for WYPR. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Nathan.